Welcome to Shulchan Machshava on the Daf. The month of Av is sponsored by the Einhorn family, Rav Naftali ben Rav Yecheskel. We're holding Chulin Daf Tzadik Beis in the Gemara towards the end of Amud Aleph brings. The Am Yisrael is mashul to a gefen, to a vine, and the shkolos, the actual grapes, is a Tamil Chachomim, and the olin, the leaves, are Amei Haaretz. And the Gemara goes on and says, Shochu Misan, they sent from Eretz Yisrael. Libayu Rachmim is Kalyo al Alyo. The Shkoilos, the grapes, should daven for the leaves, which means that the Mechachomim should daven for the Amearetz. Til Malay Alyo Libiskay Miskalyo. Without the leaves, you don't have Kiyun for the fruits. You need to have the Amearetz taking care of the Mechachomim. Now, I in the Gemara in Tainis, the Chavgimah Old Base, there it says, Hanu Biryoine Dehave Beshivuson. There were these biryoni in the neighborhood of Abba Chilkio. So he said, Ana bai rachmi dilemuso, I daven for them today. And my wife daven for them to do tshuva. So Rashi says, well, they were the biryoni, and burim ame aretz. The ame aretz. So the Shakas Arya in the Sefer Gevura Sari over there asks on Rashi, what do you mean he's davening for them today? What about the Gemara by us that says that the Mechachomim have to daven for the ame aretz? The Eshkel Shadavin for the leaves. So he brings Rashi a different place that says Biryoni is Pritzim, meaning people that are just bullies and terrible people. And he adds maybe there's two levels of Amoritz. There's Amoritz, which connects them Chachim, and that you have to daven for. And there's Amoritz, which come against them Chachim, and then maybe there is a tzad to daven for them to die. And the truth is, it's almost a Feirusha Gemara in Ksuvis Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, where it says over there, the Omer Abul Azar, Ame Aretz Einam Chayim. Ame Aretz don't come back to Tchias HaMesim. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Nicha LeMaraya De Omer Tluachi. It's not right. You should not say such a thing. Akash Baruch is not happy with that. So the Gemara goes back and forth. What is the schus of Ame Aretz? And the Gemara concludes and says, Omer Rabbi Matzasi Lehem Takonim Min HaTorah. There is a Takono. V'atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kolchem Hayoyim. V'chi Efshar Lidbuki B'shchir Haki Get Close to Akash Baruch Hu. How can you get connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Ela kol ha-meisi bito tamichochem. Someone who marries his daughter tamichochem. Sepra makdio tamichochemim. He does business with tamichochemim. Fa-me'an tamichochemim nechosof. Or he allows the chochem to enjoy his assets. Ma'ala levakosof kilu midabi b'shchino. Meaning the ame'arvets that connect to the tamichochemim, they can have a schus. The ones that don't, they won't. So clearly there's two levels of ame'arvets. Reb Tzadik HaKoyen has a dover nifle me'oid in this Gemara. And Koymet Samincha base or his base towards the end of his Sefer Koymet Samincha. There he goes on to explain the timing of Gidanoshe. What's the idea of Gidanoshe? He comes and he brings explanation based on Shat, based on Drash, based on Remez, and based on Soit. And based on Drash, he comes and says that the Medrash brings that the Gidanoshe, we're talking about the Malach of Esav, was fighting with Yaakov Avinu, and he was able to overcome his Gidanoshe. What is that? We talk about Noga b'yoytzei yereichoi elu derish l'shmat. Meaning there's the children of Yaakov Avinu that the Malach of Esau was able to overcome them. The ones who are not keeping the mitzvahs properly, derish l'shmat. So it goes on and explains based on the Medrash that we talk about the Rishoyim and the Amei Aratzos that they are compared to the Gid Anosh that we said has no taste. They are compared to it. They have no taste. They have no mitzvahs. And it goes on to say the Yaakov Avinu is coming back for them as well. That's what we learned in the previous daf. They came back for pachim ktanim. It's going back for small pitchers. It's connected those people that are the small pitchers. They don't have much, but he's coming to bring them back as well. And it goes on, it says, the Medrash tells us, v'yizuch lo ha-shemesh nisrapo mitzbin tzalosoy. He was healed. Ken lo'asid lovoy, all these rishoyim and amearets will come back. And he continues, he brings the Chazan Sefer HaZoyar, that says that we talk about the yerech, the thigh, where you have gidanoshe, that's samchir rice. Those are the ones that the Torah leans on them. He says that's exactly our Gemara, that the chachamim depend on the me'aretz. And then he adds, what it's a yisoy there, it's what he brings in many places, that any agadato that is brought down any place in Shas, it's not a coincidence that it's there. If it's there, it's because it belongs to there. Says this agata that we're mentioning over here, that the Amearatzos are the ones that are protecting the Tamil Chachamim, that it belongs to Perek Gidanoshe. Because Gidanoshe is a reference to the Amearatz. And what is their schos? The fact that they're Ma'ami the Tamil Chachamim. That's what we mentioned, Dafka, in this Perek. This agata belongs here specifically. V'ayin shom edvarev amukim v'arukim. It has to do a lot with many of the gathas of this perek. But maybe one thing we could take out of it regarding the question of the Gvur Sari, and that is the pashtis d'amei rotzes, the way they appear, that really there's a problem. They are against the mechachomim. But be'oimik, they have a schus. The schus is that they could come and they protect, they're servicing the Tamei Chachamim. So b'tzadechot, the Malach of Esav was able to overcome the Gida Noshe. That's the ones. There's a shlito of Esav on the Zamei Aratzes. They're not learning Torah. They're already reading Meruchok. But the schus that brings them back eventually is the fact that the Chachamim depend on them. So mainly both things are true. There is a p'china of Zamei Aratzes that there's Derush Hashma, that there's a shlito of Esav on them. But Mitzat Sheini, they have this chus that we mentioned in our Gemara, which Yaakovinu is coming to explore and bring out. But that's already at the depth that's underneath the surface, not the push-up shah, things appear. That's why both things are true. V'advarim amukim. Anyone who wants to join in response to Shomachshava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.